couple of follow-ups here. First of all, our fact checker, Rusty, says there are already dash cam apps out there.
Have we just invented something that already has been invented on this program?
Yeah.
I was looking for a way to turn your phone your phone into a dash cam.
Yeah.
Saving you the expense.
I guess you already can turn it into a dash cam.
All right.
But now a friend of mine works for a dash cam company, and he says the phone is never as good or as accurate
as
the camera itself. And you've got it mounted permanently, you know. You know, a lot of people, what they use it for is, especially on their social media, if something funny organically happens in the car, you get the indoor stuff, the inside the car stuff, too. You know, you
can put it front and back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't get them that way, front and back.
That's an extra option.
Mm-hmm. That's your more expensive one.
Yeah.
But it records front and back.
And now you have two teenage drivers, Kelly, in your family. Do you ever think about installing cameras?
Yes. My son was vehemently opposed. I wanted to put a dash cam in his.
Hey, yeah, he doesn't want you seeing.
But I said, I don't care about what goes on inside the car, but I want it for outside the car just to see, you know, if you have an accident, it can help us. It helped me in that crash I had in early July.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it would be good. And I didn't think he'd mind, but he did. He did not want that. And then we have not brought it up with our daughter yet, but every day she comes home with some harrowing tale of somebody who's pulled out in front of her.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if you're on a mildly busy road, that's going to happen now. Yeah.
How would you rate her driving skills, letter grade?
I'd give it a B+. She's impressive with the driving. And him, too. His only issue, of course, is he scraped a couple of cars.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want you to have the outside.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe he scraped a few others you don't.
It's possible. Yeah.
Well, and the headlights are always pointed toward Cookout.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's a chicken place?
A Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's.
Also, he did hit once. Remember, he broke the mirror in my Acura. May she rest, the Acura. But he apparently was driving it and hit a trash can that was out at the curb, and the mirror was smashed. And I said to him later, do you know anything about this? And he said, no. And he lied to me for a year. And then...
Did you know he was lying?
No, I didn't know. I thought, did I hit something? Like, I thought I had probably smacked the edge of the garage and not realized it, or maybe somebody just... intentionally took a baseball bat to the mirror.
Something you said?
Yes, I thought, what if I said that has angered someone to that
maybe
point?
Maybe it was Hillary Clinton.
I said, maybe it was my Hillary Clinton thing.
She took a light fist to your mirror.
Remember? Remember, that's when the C word was used around me, and we discussed all that.
Yeah.
It was all very, and remember, I predicted Hillary Clinton was going to win.
Yeah.
All of
things were
things.
Tense.
Things were very tense there for a time.
Some would say you're single-handedly preventing us from having a woman president.
That's twice. They're 0-2 up in here.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Warren.
0-3.
Yeah.
Let's don't forget.
That's
let's,
right.
Let's don't sleep on Senator Warren.
Yeah. 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 It's funny because you may be called upon in future elections by the opposite side to pick them.
Yeah, that's right. Hear me clearly. I think Elizabeth Warren will be the next president of the United States. That was early 08 or late 07 when she was running against.
Oh, was it then?
She was running against Hillary and Obama. Or was it 12? No, because Obama.
It wouldn't have been 12.
Was it 16? Might have been 16.
It might have been 16 when she was going up against Uncle Joe.
No, I think it was 20.
No, definitely not 20. Biden was the.
But I thought she.
Oh, was it 20?
It was 20.
I thought it was 20 because you thought she was going to win the
The Democratic.
This was all the way back in the primary, yeah.
Hear me clearly. I think Elizabeth Warren will be the next president of the United States.
I think you're right. I think you've missed three in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
20.
I think it's 16, 20, 24.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Clap it
all
up.
All right.
Let's go.
I didn't know. I didn't know I missed three in a row. I saw a great interview on CBS Sunday Morning with Bill Clinton. And he, you know what he had to say.
Thank God she didn't win.
Mike's hot, sir.
It's miserable you're married to her. Imagine her running the country.
Sir, Mike is hot.
No, they were asking him.
Save me.
Actually, it was funny. They
I want to be part of Donnie's White House. Seems like so much fun. They're UFC fights. Green McDonald's. I can do any of that here.
He can't do any of that. They were in some classic Harlem diner. And the woman who was interviewing him said, what would you like to get here? And he said, I'd like a rack of ribs and a Budweiser, some mac and cheese. She said, what are you going to get? He said, black coffee. That's all he had. That's all he had. Mm. He says, my metabolism is gone. Mm. And he was really
How old is Mr. Clinton now?
79, I think, or 77. He's late 70s. And she said, do you think we will see a woman president in your lifetime?
Hold on, ask me again.
And he said, well, you're talking to an old man here. I'm getting old. Mm-hmm. But he said that it will happen, and he thinks in his lifetime. But I think he just kind of had to say that because, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
It seems like
he's kind of got the gloves off him now. Right?
But what he said was that he feels like a conservative Republican woman has a better chance than a liberal Democrat woman.
I agree with that 1,000%.
Why do you think that? Is it Nikki Haley came to mind. She was the one that I thought.
I feel like Republicans would rally more around
a woman.
A woman, and including Republican women, I think would really go to bat.
Well, the first question was, since his wife had lost in an upset, and now Kamala Harris has lost in what I deemed an upset.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I said that as well, that I felt like...
I don't think Americans have ever made their opinion more clear in the election.
Well, let's revisit 2 weeks ago.
Make the very last thing you say today your prediction. Just say the name as we sign off.
Kamala Harris, easily.
Woo!
I've never regretted a woo-woo as much as, as that woo-hoo.
I regret that woo-woo.
K-H-E.
That's right. K-H-E.
Woo!
K-H-E-W.
Woo!
So anyhow, so the first question to Clinton, to Bill Clinton, was, do you think Americans just don't want to elect a woman president? Do you think that her gender had, each one of them had something to do with it? And he said no. He felt like that we were on board to elect a woman, but those women, each of them perhaps made mistakes in their campaigns or were up against something that you couldn't beat. You know, you just couldn't beat the force that is Donald Trump. He was real judicious about it. He wasn't critical of Trump. He was really, you know, he's like, I'm on the other side of him, but I think maybe he can do this and do that and maybe meet in the middle on some things. Anyhow, so then he was asked, do you think that in your lifetime we'll see a female president? And he seemed to say yes, but he's in his late 70s. And I think he's younger than Donald Trump. He is younger than Donald Trump. He is. But I don't see it because I think 4 years from now it's way early. Here's my prediction again.
Oh,
geez. Get ready.
Four in a row.
Okay, all right, let's get four in a row here.
Know them.
Okay. No, I think J.D. Vance will be the nominee for the Republicans or another Trump like Donald Jr. Or I think J.D. Vance for the Republicans. Mm. And I think the Democrats, it's so open for the governor of California, Gavin Newsom.
Could be the outgoing governor of North Carolina.
Could be Roy Cooper. Yeah. But he didn't want the vice presidency. See, we know this, but I think 2 years from now, he's going to run against our senator. Mm. We're in North Carolina, and I think he'll give him a good run for his money, depending on how things go in the next 2 years. But Tom Tillis, he's up again in 2 years. And at the midterm, I think Roy Cooper, who's very popular, could beat him. So anyway, I think the leaders right now, the ones that are odds on favorites to be the nominees, are men. You know, other than Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, who's got good name recognition, or maybe Nikki Haley, but she couldn't win this time. Of course, nobody's beating Trump. Mm-hmm. Listen to me going to political corner. Wasn't even planning to do that. But that Clinton interview got me going, you know. And then they said, have you contacted Monica Lewinsky? You know.
Really?
Yes. And well,
why would they bring her up?
Well, he's got a new book out and he wrote about her in the book.
Oh.
And he didn't apologize, but he said, I just want her. She had done some really good things on bullying lately. Remember that? She she's very anti-bullying. And he said, I think she's done some great things to try to curb bullying. And I want people to be able to turn the page and her life be about something other than what happened in the 90s. Which I thought was nice of him.
Well, guess who's behind me?
Oh, God.
This is a gotcha interview.
Wow. Wouldn't that have been something?
Yeah.
If she came walking out.
She's the waitress.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your coffee, sir.
Oh, okay. Bye.